This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you recharge your cell phone or turn on your computer or plug in your coffee maker, where does that power come from? 10 years ago, about 51% of all the electricity in this country came from coal. This year, that number is something near 37%. Cheaper natural gas and stricter emissions rules have conspired against King Coal in this country, which is why the coal industry is looking for new markets. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Sarah Gardner went in search.
That's what 120 tons of coal sounds like when you dump it into a railroad car. Not far from the place where Sitting Bull defeated Custer, Cloud Peak Energy is mining coal and transporting it by rail. This batch, it's headed to power plants in the Midwest. To get here, you drive miles of rural highway without seeing another car. You'd miss the sign that says Spring Creek Mine if you weren't really looking for it. The one under it warns no trespassing. But this year, Cloud Peak has welcomed a slew of visitors, an unusual move in an industry wary of too much exposure.
Just watch the handrails going up.
All right.
There are no pickaxes, no grimy-faced miners choking on coal dust here. These western strip mines are like a four-year-old's Tonka truck fantasy.
10-4, yeah, you're right on that fault line, Ed.
Workers here operate some of the biggest, priciest, heaviest machines in the world. Excavators tear into blasted topsoil and rock to uncover the coal below. Cloud Peak's home office, 2 hours away, tracks every move these machines make using onboard computers and GPS. Darren White, a former airline technician, is the mine's production planner.
We're standing here in Pit 3. We're actually looking at this 301 shovel, which is a 2300 shovel. It's loading our 240-ton haul trucks. It's like driving your house on wheels. It's that big.
Spring Creek is just one of a dozen or so mines in the Powder River Basin. Together, they supply 40% of the nation's coal. A chunk of this coal, well, it doesn't generate as much energy as Appalachia's, but it's cheaper and cleaner for the most part. Thanks to the Clean Air Act, this low-sulfur coal found a market. But with a wave of old coal plants set to retire or switch to natural gas here at home, Cloud Peak and other coal companies in Montana and Wyoming are searching for other markets for their product, and they're counting on Asia, where the demand for coal is still rising. Cloud Peak's Rick Kurtzinger.
Certainly the world, its electricity demand is increasing. Asia is projected to double its energy use over the next 2 decades. A significant amount of that will come from coal.
Cloud Peak and other producers here already do a fledgling export business with Asia, shipping through ports in Canada. But to dramatically grow that business, the industry needs more sprawling export terminals in the Pacific Northwest, more mile-long coal trains rumbling across Montana, Oregon, and Washington. Teresa Erickson has been fighting coal for over a quarter of a century.
Once the railroad companies and the U.S. government invests in these massive infrastructures to accommodate exporting massive amounts of coal, then we're addicted. Then we will justify for decades why we must continue to export coal, and it will delay the very necessary move of becoming a renewable energy country.
Erickson heads the Northern Plains Resource Council in Billings. It's an odd alliance of environmentalists and ranchers who've been fighting coal since the 70s, actually. That's when East Coast coal companies first tried to mine in Montana. Third-generation rancher Steve Charter was a teenager then.
They kind of came in with what we thought was kind of a bad attitude, is they're pretty well used to running over the people in Appalachia and, you know, figured these are pretty rural, kind of backcountry people, and ranchers, their land is their identity. So if you know, you come to push somebody off their land, it's getting pretty personal.
But it wasn't until the last few years that coal got personal for a whole bunch of people. The industry's current bid to export coal to Asia attracted unwanted attention to the mines here, and it's galvanized groups all over the country, from the Sierra Club to Northwest Native Tribes. Even Catholic bishops in the state of Washington are chiming in, worried about coal dust, train traffic, treaty rights, and global warming. Erickson says for years her group's fight against coal mining here went virtually unnoticed.
Because, you know, you don't really see strip mines. You don't drive by strip mines. They're hidden. And so our fight was quite a lonely fight. And suddenly it's a global fight now. And The globe is on our side.
Certainly right now, the industry's export dreams look starry-eyed. Global coal prices have fallen dramatically from their highs 2 years ago. Investors have dropped plans for 3 of 6 coal terminals in the Northwest, and the rest face fierce and organized opposition. The market's so soft that this past summer, nobody bid on a federal coal tract up for lease in Wyoming, a first for the region. But the industry is betting global coal prices will eventually recover. And even with the EPA and cheap natural gas biting into sales, Cloud Peak's Kurtzinger insists it's hardly game over here at home.
So when you hear people talk about the end of coal, what do you think?
The Energy Information Administration has projected that coal is going to remain the single largest source of U.S. electricity through at least 2040. We believe that coal will continue to be an important part of the U.S.'s energy mix well into the future.
The latest government forecast actually puts natural gas ahead of coal by 2040, but coal might still supply nearly a third of America's power when today's babies are starting their careers, some of them perhaps commuting to work in electric cars fueled by coal. In the Powder River Basin, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
We've got some pictures from the coal operations that Sarah was looking at on our website. And while you're there, you can also find out if your electricity comes from coal. It's all at marketplace.org. Coming up tomorrow, our Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz on whether China really wants our coal or not.